You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Today's episode started out to be a profile of a day in the field with a vegetation biologist. It ended up being a story of the resilience of the human spirit and of the power of love and generosity to overcome really difficult circumstances.
And let's walk out here a little ways. Since we're at a pretty remote site that won't have public travel, wheeled travel, we don't have to go too far off of this track. And you can see we're into some nice rough fescue grassland and lots of associated broadleaf plants.
That's Jane Horton. She has a PhD in range science and natural resource ecology, and she works for the state of Montana. She let me tag along while she did field surveys in the upper Clark Fork watershed of western Montana. We started our day at 6 in the morning, and she maneuvered her pickup along many miles of rough dirt track, past bull elk and velvet and fat whitetail does, till we arrived at a suitable location.
And I think we're going to put the site right here. So this should do it. Set our things down, and I will start stretching tape.
I hadn't realized how physical a lot of Jane's work would be. To mark the sites she surveys, she has to pound in rebar, sink fence posts for markers, and carry heavy rocks to make cairns. And she has to walk a lot, often in rough terrain. But she grew up on a ranch in southwest Montana, and she's used to being active. She made a living as a musician for most of her 20s, and then began a doctoral program at New Mexico State University in Las Cruces. For a while, things were going really well.
I finished up my graduate work, and I had started a postdoc at this the Ag Research Station there, and also started seeing a fellow, but I found out I had cancer immediately after we'd started dating, and also realized that I didn't have any insurance.
Jane found out she had bone cancer in her right leg, and the doctors told her she had to deal with it immediately. Doug Hawley, the fellow she'd been seeing for barely 2 weeks, had gone with her to the examination.
We're sitting around at her place, and we're talking about all the options, and she's telling me, you should leave me now. You should just go. You don't need to hang around for that.
Jane was uninsured, but Doug had full coverage through his work. He did a little research into his policy and went back to Jane's house the next day.
And I said, you know, if we got married, you'd be covered the next day. And, you know, like if in 2 years we decided this wasn't right, we can both go our separate ways.
I don't know what to say. And so that's probably my immediate reaction. Yeah, it's just like disbelief and wow. You know, that's a really big offer to make to somebody. I mean, that's a commitment out of the blue, really. A very caring commitment. So it was a real stretch for someone like that to extend that opportunity to me. It's very generous.
That was Christmas Eve. Within 4 days, Doug and Jane were married. 3 days later, Jane was on the operating table for the first of several surgeries. She ended up losing most of her right leg, but her foot was reattached above where her knee used to be, facing backwards, and that allows her to get around with her prosthetic leg. It doesn't seem to slow her down in the field, but she still needs to rest at the end of the day, usually sitting on her porch playing music with the fellow she's been married to now for 15 years.
I think being a cancer survivor, I think that gives you a little perspective on, you know what, we're only here for a little while. And so while we're here, let's make it a good time. Let's make it, just good stuff.
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images from today's episode and for more stories from the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.